Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge afternoon market wrap-up. And we are seeing a nice little improvement in grain prices today. A combination of things. I think we have some Ukrainian nervousness creeping back into the market. Along with that, some declines in forecasts for southern Brazil and Argentina sparked a little bit of buying. March corn at 686 and a quarter. That's up 11 and a quarter. We came off of a low of 668 and three quarters, so that is a almost a solid 20-cent rally off the lows. May corn at 684, up 10 and a quarter. December at 604, up 5 and a half. March soybeans at 1539 and three quarters, up 12. May at 1537, up 9 and three quarters. November soybeans at 1393, though, were unchanged. We are still seeing a lack of performance in the new crop versus the old crop futures. March soybean oil at 6390 was up 84. March soy meal at 480.70 is up 440. March wheat in Chicago, 748 and a half. That's up 4 3/4. That came off of a low of 728 3/4. March Kansas City wheat at 853 and a half. That's up 9 3/4. In March, Minneapolis at 916, up 3 3/4. The Commitment of Traders report did show substantial shorts both in Chicago and Kansas City, and we may be seeing a little bit of that getting covered. March rice finished at 1796, that's down 19. March cotton, 82.82, up 53. May cotton, 83.08, up 48. December at 81.51, up 72. April live cattle, 167.17, down 73. March feeders at 181.27, that was up 160. April hogs, 88.20, that was up 93. Again, a big short position here, and we're going to see some rather inclement weather stretching through hog country out here, and that may have prompted a little bit of fun buying. February milk at 18.55 is down 4. March orange juice, 206.20, that's down a dollar. March crude oil, 81.42, that's up 131. March diesel at 319.50, up about 3 cents a gallon. And March unleaded at 256.93, that was up three solid cents a gallon. And March natural gas at 330 is up 11. Gold having its first setback in a while. We're at $1,910. That's down $10.80. Silver at 2406, down 31 cents. Dollar index at 102.38, that is up 18. We do have some producer price numbers coming out that will be all about inflation tomorrow, so we should see some more volatility come into the market. Stocks mixed on the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 33,910, down 391, down a little more than 1% on weakness from Goldman Sachs. Looking at the S&P 500, just fractionally lower, 39.91, down about 8 points. And the NASDAQ Composite at 11,095 was actually up 16 on the day. Interest rates were mixed. The 2-year at 4.19 was down 3 basis points. The 10-year at 3.54 up 4 basis points. And the 30-year at 3.65 was up 5 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from sunny but soon to be snowy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.